Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman. A renewed Syrian truce could be announced within hours. Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov said Tuesday that a ceasefire could be announced very soon to halt fighting between rebels and government forces in Aleppo, Syria, even as new clashes left at least 14 dead. The Russian diplomat met in Moscow with United Nations envoy Stefan de Mistura, emerging to tell reporters he was hopeful that a truce could be agreed in the nearest future, even in the coming hours. Mistura said moribund Syrian peace talks could be resumed if fighting could be stopped at Aleppo, Syria's largest city and commercial hub, where some neighborhoods have been left in rubble.
Now, the feeling and the hope that we will be able to, in a way, re-implement and the reinvigorate and relaunch the cessation of hostilities is crucial.
Clashes, however, raged in the northern Syrian city, with state television saying dozens of people have been killed by at least 65 rebel rocket attacks on government-held neighborhoods. One rocket hit a maternity hospital, killing three people. Other attacks killed at least 11. A U.S. Navy SEAL has been killed by enemy fire during an Islamic State attack on a Kurdish Peshmerga position in northern Iraq. That according to a defense official who spoke with VOA. Pentagon Press Secretary Peter Cook said the service member was advising and assisting Peshmerga forces north of the city of Mosul when they came under attack. It is the third U.S. combat death in Iraq since the U.S.-led coalition began its campaign against Islamic State in 2014. The latest fatality was initially announced in Germany by Defense Secretary Ash Carter. This is VOA News.